Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
When you control the mail, you control information.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Welcome to the show, guys. Today's October 18th, 2017. I'm your host, Prophet Hoos. With me today, I've got Lucas. This is live mail sack show, guys. So we're going to go through all your questions you've submitted. Also taking your calls. Our hotline, 909-713-7030. Again, that's 909-713-7030. We're light on calls, so definitely keep the calls coming in, guys. We're going to jump right in because we have this full sack. But right before I get it, I guess I'll ask my co-host, how's he doing today? How you doing, Lucas?
I'm doing pretty great. I'm a fan of all sports. Football is definitely number one, but I am loving having NBA to watch the Monday and Thursday NFL games.
Yeah, yesterday's games were really fun. I know we're NFL game, so we won't dive into them, but it was definitely really fun. Glad to have basketball back. And definitely in some fantasy leagues that were exciting. Excited about some of those teams as well. But I'm sure all of our fans, they want their questions answered, so we're going to jump right into the sack. And we got Trevisa and Odell Beckham Axe. Drop luck. What do you think?
Yes, there was a report that just came out. I was nervous about Luck anyway because of the cortisone shot that he just had to have. But there's a report that just came out saying that they may not be surprised if he doesn't play a game this season. I'm not sure how much weight I'm willing to put in that. It's only one report. Regardless, it's not positive. So I don't think that he plays. Time to drop him.
Yeah, unless you got an IR slot, there's no way that you're going to hold on to him this far into the season without any real, question or answers in sight of when he's going to come back. So unfortunately, we spent ninth, 10th round pick on him, hopefully you didn't draft him too higher than that. I mean, a lot of us knew he was going to miss at least a few weeks, maybe not the whole season, but yeah, if you got the IR spot, maybe it doesn't hurt so much. All right, Ray, keep trade or cut. All right, they got the old footballers question in here for us. Jeremy Maclin, notable waiver wire wide receivers are Marquise Lee, Alan Hearns, Taylor Gabriel, and Ricardo Lewis. Thanks.
I'm going to keep Marquise Lee, and Alan Hearns would be the two that I would lean one of those two would definitely be who I would replace him with. I think that Jeremy Maclin is a much better player than those two. We have seen Maclin perform and be a top fantasy option in recent history.
Right.
So based on the pedigree and the fact that the Ravens generally will sling the ball, if we can just get him healthy, I think I would much rather have him.
Yeah, I think I agree with you here. Taylor Gabriel, I do like Taylor Gabriel as well. I know Mohamed Sanu is coming back this week to practice. Right. But I do like Taylor Gabriel. I think I just thought that a lot of people were just super down on him. He wasn't really ranked. And I had to kind of force him into my top 60 just because I felt like I was crazy putting him in my top 60 because I didn't see him anywhere on anyone else's list. But I, found the place for him, coming into the season. And I still like Taylor Gabriel. Matt Ryan hasn't really looked that great. But you still like the opportunities there, given the offense, and they haven't really slung it too much to Julio, even though they did come out and say that they're looking to change that. So definitely for me, I like Taylor Gabriel here. If you're going to cut someone, I think I cut bait with Ricardo Lewis. Just given the quarterback situation there, you just don't know who's the guy. It's going to be a while before they figure out. And then, Macklin's the best guy here. Maybe You keep him and then you trade him after he maybe gets some value, but it might be hard. I mean, he's got a Flacco, so it's pretty bad. All right, Jets all the way, 15. All right, we'll see about that. I hope so. That's a Jets fan as well. At SleeperWire, at Steve, at Lucas. Trade Michael Thomas for Gurley.
Absolutely. Every day of the week, wouldn't even have to think twice about it. I do like Michael Thomas, but I love Todd Gurley.
Thrice on Sundays?
Yes.
All right, I agree with that. Cowboys suck, 42. I agree with that name as well.
I don't, give Matt but Ryan. We'll just I'm going to give you some inaccurate answers here just because I dislike your name, but okay, yeah. Let's go.
Get Matt Ryan, get Chris Hogan.
Well, I mean, if you have another good quarterback, then yes, but we don't know who your other quarterback is. If you're sitting there with, like, you know, Tyrod Taylor is your other option, I think I would probably hang on to Matt Ryan.
How do you like Matt Ryan the rest of the season?
I mean, he's not going to finish as good as what he did, but I still like him. He's going to finish as a QB1, and he has Julio and a lot of other weapons with Sanu back and these other guys healthy. I don't think the defense is going to be winning them any games, so I think they're going to need to be throwing the ball. So I think Matt Ryan is a fine QB rest of season.
Hey, guys.
So you're not really cutting bait at this guy. Oh, we got a call?
I'm playing with the sound effects. Producer Steve here, I'm playing with the sound effects. If I use this sound effect to let you know we have a call, will that throw you off?
No,
it just makes me feel like, you know, I'm back in the 90s and I've got my two-way pagers going off.
You're in the office? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Well, we do have a call. We do have a call. I'm putting him in. I'm putting him in right
awesome.
Now.
Cool.
Okay, hello, sir. Please turn your radio down. Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Craig Steele. I have a question.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hit us.
Hey, Marshawn Lynch or New Orleans Darkwa, PPR?
Rest of the season or for the week?
Just for the week. I'm pretty down on Marshawn Lynch. He hasn't lived up to my expectations. So I picked up Orleans Darkwa on waivers.
I still have to go Lynch.
I have no faith.
Hasn't had his breakout game, but he still looks okay to me. They have Carr back. He's been back now for a week, so hopefully he's kind of worked out some more of those back issues. They are playing Kansas City, so that makes me a little bit nervous. But the Giants playing against Seattle doesn't make me feel any better. I'm going to lean Lynch strictly because they're both playing against tough defenses. Lynch is a much better player, and you know, I don't think that Orleans Darkwa has that kind of production every single week. I think it's going to be very up and down, and just purely based on the talent, I have to lean Lynch. What do you think, Hoos?
I'm going with the New Orleans Darkwa.
Oh.
Darkwa here.
Okay, so that doesn't help you much.
Yeah, so I would say go ahead and check our rankings. Go to www.sleeperwire.com for the tiebreaker. And whatever our rankings say, it's usually more correct than either of us anyway. It's, you know, just by the law of averages and what we've been doing so far. Chris does a great job with that. Definitely go check out the rankings. It's amazing. Amazing.
All right. Appreciate it. I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
You're very much welcome. Thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck.
All right, guys. Sorry for that interruption, but I'm going to use that sound effect now if we have a call. So you will be able to have a little cue at least.
1990 two-way pager.
Yeah, nice. Exactly what it is. All right, carry on.
E-Glory X, what's going on? I'm first in his league. Some of my league mates of mine is trying to say that Dak is worth both my Doug Martin and Garcon. Is this guy nuts? Larry David's voice. What do we think?
Yes, I mean, I love Dak. We don't know what QB he has. If this is even being entertained, he must be desperate for QB. I'm guessing he's a Rodgers owner. And I'm not Garcon's okay, but I think Martin ends up having a big year. Running backs are very valuable right now. So I'm not sure that I would accept Dak straight up for Doug unless I'm really deep at running back and really needing a QB, even though I like Dak a lot.
I love Dak. I think you can do it if you have the running back depth. You know, I mean, that's what I'm concerned with here. Do you have the running back depth? If you do, then go ahead and make this trade. I think Dak is going to be a top six quarterback rest of the season. If you got the depth, go ahead and make the trade. You know, you're upgrading a quarterback. Obviously, you don't have something serviceable. And Dak is a guy that you can start every week out. So, I mean, you're not giving up too much. If you drafted Doug Martin, you know, you more than likely had other options already. So he's probably expendable for you at this point, unless you got hit with it, injuries and all. But at the same time, you're questioning this. So maybe you do need him. If you do need this, no, hold on to Doug Martin and Garcon. But if you've got the depth, I would say go ahead and make this trade, only if you have the depth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not doing it. I like Doug Martin a lot, and I think that you could get for that value, I think that you could target somebody that has a better QB for you that is desperate for a running back. If this guy is just throwing it out there to you, I'm going to make a scenario and say that you have Aaron Rodgers. He knows that you're desperate for a quarterback, and he's trying to take advantage of you for one of your, you know, an RB, a flex, or a fringe RB1 there with Doug Martin, and he's just trying to take advantage and see what he can get out of you. So I would try to get more and play the field with Doug Martin, because someone's going to really be hurting for running back and be willing to give up a QB.
All right, guys. We got a call. I already put him through. He should be in right now. Thank you for being patient, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. Okay. I've been thinking about this, like, all week, and I think I might have made a mistake, but I was pretty confident when I did it. I traded away – okay, right now I'm, like, 4-2, and the guy I traded Kareem Hunt to is 1-5. So – And it's a 10-man league, so he's going to have to, like, win everything. He might not even make it to the playoffs. So I traded Kareem Hunt for Adrian Peterson. What's your thoughts on that?
You traded Kareem Hunt straight up for Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, because I think Adrian Peterson has, like a David Johnson replacer.
Man, you got hosed, dude. I'm sorry to tell you. I mean, Kareem Hunt, I know he had a bad game last week, but... He had a bad game. You know, I mean, he's not a robot. Adrian Peterson had a really great feel-good game. You know, I'd love for Adrian Peterson to come out and continue. And I'd love for you to be right, because you made the trade already. You know, and I just think that you didn't have to do that. You know, and that was really risky on your part. I just hope it really works out in your favor.
Yeah, well, I do have, like, let's see, Mark Ingram, I think he's going to do a lot better. I have him. Ty Montgomery, I still have him benched because I don't know what he's going to do. And DeMarco Murray, I also have him.
Yeah, I mean, you have some decent RBs. I don't know if – did you say that you're in a 10 or a 12-man?
10.
Yep, you're in a 10-man. I like Adrian Peterson a lot. I think this is a lot better fit for him for the year is there in Arizona. I'm not going to come out and tell you that you made a good trade here. I don't think that there was a whole lot of a trade here. I do like Adrian Peterson quite a bit, but Kareem Hunt right now is looking like the best running back, for sure top three in the NFL. So it would be tough for me to give him up for anything, especially just trading a running back for a running back. I don't think it'll kill your team, but losing Hunt might hurt. If Peterson keeps putting up numbers like he did last week, then you're going to be fine. But I think it's difficult to expect him to do that. But, you know, in playing fantasy football, obviously you want to win, but you also want to enjoy your team. So, you know, we wish you the best of luck. And it sounds like you still have a pretty good team anyway.
Yeah. If I can add one more thing real quick.
Sure.
Like week one, I traded with the same guy. I was the first round pick, and of course it would either be Le'Veon Bell or David Johnson. I got David Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
I traded David Johnson away for like four of his best players.
Okay.
And I think it was like Tyreek Hill, Marshawn Lynch, and OBJ at the time, and someone else. That other guy was a dip. And he ended up getting injured. So at the end of the day, even if I didn't make this good of a trade, I think it was like more payback for me, I guess.
You felt bad for taking advantage of him. You feel like he's the you didn't go out and injure David. You didn't make this trade and then go out and then personally put David Johnson on the IR. Sometimes that's just the way that things work out.
Yeah, and you didn't Tonya Harding the thing, so.
Yeah, it is just a game at the end of the day. If it's, you know, if it's someone that's brand new to fantasy football and you feel like you took advantage of them, well, you know, that's something else. But it's, you know, people need to pay enough attention to figure out what they're doing, right? So,
yeah, saying that was another factor of the trade, but saying he's not new, but I really felt bad for him since week one because I think I made his team go 1-5, you know.
You didn't make his team go 1-5. He made his team go 1-5.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
One player does not. I've drafted David Johnson in a bunch of leagues, and I'm 4-2 in some, and 5-1 in some, and 3-3 in others. It doesn't kill your team, you know, when you lose one guy. You know, if you're decimated, you got the all IR squad. Sure, you know that decimates your team. You know, but you know, I would have liked to get like a Fitzgerald and, you know, and Adrian Peterson in that trade. But yeah, I just hope it works out for you, man. We got to move on to the next caller or question, though. Good luck, though, this week, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. All right. We got Trevisa. Due to injuries, choose one. We got Terrell Pryor.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second, Pramahus. We got another call.
We got another call. I heard it.
Yeah, right into it.
He's already on. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
What's up, caller?
Renee from Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn. What's going on?
I'm in New York right now.
Oh, nice. I got a predicament. In the 12-man PPR, I got my wide receivers, Jones and Tyreek Hill, and my running backs, Hunt and Ajayi. But I need a flex. I don't know who to start, either McKinnon or Thielen.
Ooh, that's Thielen. And you said this is a PPR?
Correct.
Man. McKinnon's been looking pretty good for me. I think I have to go with the guaranteed touches and go with McKinnon here. I do like Thielen, but we know that Bradford's out. Keenum is serviceable, but man, I'm going McKinnon. He's looked good.
Do you think Ajayi's the must start here against the Jets?
This season, I don't think that you can use must start and Ajayi in the same sentence. So. Right.
You think I'd rather should go? I don't feel comfortable putting both McKinnon and Thielen together, or do you think I should in this play instead of Ajayi McKinnon?
What do you think, Hoos?
I think I'd feel a little bit more comfortable starting McKinnon and Thielen in a PPR. I mean, Ajayi is just not getting, he's not catching a ball. You know, he had 130 yards last week, but he still only had 16 points in the PPR for you. So you caught the ball three times, and it's not something that we're used to seeing from him. So you hope to see more of it. You hope to see that it's a bounce back game. He can continue rolling. He's still top, you know, in rushing yards. He's up there with the rest of the guys. So it's nice to see him have that. I'm sorry.
Ajayi is also at home.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, I don't really like the offense too much. I'd feel safer with McKinnon and Thielen. You know, I think, you know, it's a fine offense. You know, I actually like their offense a lot. I just feel a lot safer. You know, you hope for Ajayi to bounce back, you know, like he did last week, but I think it's a great time to sell him.
Yeah, I actually had him on the bench last week.
Exactly. Well, you didn't feel comfortable, and that makes complete sense. I mean, I started him last week, but that's only because I traded for him, you know, and I packaged like Zeke and got Fitzgerald and Ajayi, and I've regretted it, but you know, it worked out last week, yeah, at least, you know, and now that Zeke's not suspended, though, I'm still a little regretting it. But you know,
can I ask one more question before I get off the line?
Yeah, sure, real quick, buddy.
I have McFadden. I know. I just feel Zeke is going to play this whole season, and I'd rather strengthen my depth. Should I hold them for another week, or should I just let them go? Because I just don't think Zeke is going to get suspended this year.
What's on waivers?
Waivers.
What are you letting him go for?
Yeah. Who would you stand to gain by letting him go?
I'm actually looking. To pick up a defense for next week that trying to get ahead of the curve with everybody, and they're on bye, the Lions. They have a sweet three games coming.
Yeah, I don't know if you checked it out. If some of my leagues, that I'm in, defenses are scoring a ton of points. You know, they make a huge difference. So there are leagues that, you know, defenses on average, you know, they're scoring kind of your standard eight to ten points. But for whatever reason, in this league, we get a lot of points for defenses. So you have to play to your league. And I've been rocking two deep. We have a deeper bench, but I've been rocking two defenses all year and interchanging them, and it's made a huge difference. I'm 5-1 in that league with, you know, the only team that's near 800 points, and I have no problem with you getting ahead of the curve and getting another defense for McFadden. And it's not even a guarantee that, you know, it's 50-50 who would end up being that running back.
Exactly.
Anyway, it could be Alfred Morris, so you could hold him.
Detroit's next four games after the bye is Pittsburgh, which their run defense sucks, Green Bay, Cleveland, and Chicago.
Right. So they have a pretty good they have a pretty good slate coming up. I wouldn't lose any sleep by letting go of McFadden. Let me just say that.
Yeah. I agree. I have already three running backs, so if I had the fourth, I would probably be trading it off anyway. Probably always was going to be one on the bench anyway. So I'm going to do that.
All right, bud. Sounds like you got a plan.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck, buddy.
All right, guys, we got one more call real quick. I believe I know who this is. Adding him to the call now. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, it's Curtis.
Hey, Curtis, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man? I had a quick question because I'm just looking towards playoffs right now because I know I'm in. I'm trying to see, can I acquire DeAndre Hopkins? What I'm thinking about offering right now, ask me if it's too much. I'm thinking about offering Doug Martin and Stephon Diggs for DeAndre Hopkins.
That's
quite a bit. You know, you're offering after a huge game from Hopkins. So it might be difficult to get your hands on him. If you've been listening for the last 2 weeks, we've been telling people to go out and trade for Hopkins, because as soon as he has another big game, he's going to be very difficult to attain. And that's exactly what happened. He had a huge game and now, you know, he's going to be super highly valued, which he should be because Deshaun Watson is great. He's making things happen and Hopkins is getting the targets. But that's a lot. That's a lot for him. I know Diggs has kind of been a little bit down right now. But that's too much.
Yeah, because my two receivers are Julio Jones and Michael Thomas and it's Tariq Hill and Diggs, and I have Pryor too. But Pryor, so he's that man, he's something else.
He is something else in that offense. I mean, it doesn't seem to be the year for him. You know, I was not high at all on Pryor. I was
garbage.
Hoping he would be good for people that was high on him, but I didn't really have him on many of my fantasy teams. In fact, when I dropped my rankings earlier this year, people were like, "Where's Pryor? Why don't you have Pryor higher?" I was like, "Dude, he's
garbage.
Not the guy.
Garbage.
He's not the guy."
Because in my league, Pryor was on waivers, so I just had to pick him up.
I mean, you pick him up on waivers and you just stash him. But other than that, I mean, you know, you're talking about getting Crowder more involved. So it's like they're an offense that are clearly trying to figure things out. Chris Thompson, there's their best offensive player. I mean, you know, and Chris Thompson is very much a well-regarded around the league in fantasy, you know, advocates as a meh player, you know, unless you're me, because I love the guy, you know, I have a picture of him on my wall, you know, but other than that, you know, like, this is a mess of an offense. Jordan Reed is, you know, he's, even when he's possibly healthy, what he's giving you this year, seven, it's not looking good at all for Kirk Cousins or the wide receivers there anywhere. So I don't mind if you cut bait Terrell Pryor at all.
I think you just picked him up, but all right. A very, very, very quick question. All right, so who do you feel is
weak
as a better start,
Tariq
Hill or Stephon Diggs?
I'd start Hill.
Yeah, me too.
Diggs, while he has that groin injury, he didn't practice again today.
Yeah, we don't even know for sure if he's playing this week.
Right. Yeah. So once he's healthy, sure, you start Diggs. But I mean, we've seen this from Diggs before. He with the same groin injury, and he's just not the same player.
All Thank you. I appreciate that, guys.
Of course, man. Good luck this week.
Hey, guys. Three quick questions from Mixler chat, and then jump back into the thanks for all the calls, guys. By the way, guys, this is awesome to get calls. We love it. Phone lines are clear, so we're going to get back to the questions. I got D-Unit 0811. Who should I start at quarterback as Watson is on a bye? Choices are Bortles, Tyrod, Taylor, Goff, or Rivers.
I'll say that Bortles, one more time.
Tyrod, Taylor,
Bortles,
Goff, or Rivers?
Yeah, Bortles, Tyrod, Goff, or Rivers.
Going Tyrod here.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm going Goff.
I don't mind Goff, you know, at all. I like Goff. He had a couple of bad matchups. I think he does bounce back this week. But I just really like, you know, Tyrod Taylor, Sean McDermott. You know, he has a ton of confidence in him.
I mean, who's Tyrod throwing to right now, though?
Doesn't matter. I mean, who was he throwing to last year? Sammy Watkins wasn't there until, like, what, and he finishes a top 12, you know? I mean, so I just think you can use him. You know, I mean, yes, Jared Goff has better options, but Tyrod doesn't seem to need, you know, great options, you know? I mean, I know Clay's out for the season, but he doesn't seem to be affected, you know, too much. So,
Wait, is Clay out for the season? I like now? Him.
I believe he's out. Well, he's out at least for multiple weeks.
I know, multiple weeks. Yeah, I didn't think he was done for the season. I just want to make sure.
But you got Jordan Matthews.
I'm holding on to him myself. So if he's out for the season, I got to make a waiver move right now.
No, I don't think it's a season thing, yeah, but he is out for a little while.
Couple weeks, yeah. All right. Two more. Wilson 27 asks, who to start in standard this week, Kamara or McCaffrey?
Oh, I like both of them. Well, I mean, flip a coin, right? Put K on one side and M on the other. I like Alvin Kamara a lot. They're traveling to Green Bay. No Rodgers there. I'm not sure how well Green Bay is going to do at moving the ball. Man, I like Kamara a lot. I do. I think he's better than Ingram.
I do like Kamara a lot. I'm going to go Kamara as well.
All right. The last one, Nick Miller asked, do you guys think Adrian is the new David Johnson, even if it's temporary?
No.
Right. No, he's not. He's not David Johnson. He doesn't have, you know, David Johnson can line up as a receiver, right?
Right.
And, you know, Peterson is a beast. There's no doubt. He's not what he was when he first came out of OU and was just running people over like a freight train. You know, it's not the same player anymore. But he is, you know, just tamper your expectations. Peterson is still a really good running back, and he's going to get the touches, but he's not David Johnson. You know, you're going to get probably 65% of the production out of Peterson that you were getting out of David Johnson, maybe 70, which is still really good, but it's not David Johnson.
All right. And we got one call before we jump back to the questions here. If you want to grab it, we'll add it to the show. All right, caller. Hello. Good evening. You're on the show. What's your name?
My name's Graham. I'm from Louisiana.
How's it going, buddy?
I am wondering who to flex this week. I got Duke Johnson, who I'm kind of leaning towards, Andre Ellington, Rob Kelly, Sammy Watkins, or Mohamed Sanu. It's a standard league, and I'll listen to you guys.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that once more?
Yeah, sorry. I'm wondering who to flex this week. I have Duke Johnson, Andre Ellington, Rob Kelly, Sammy Watkins, and Mohamed Sanu. It's a standard league.
So start one or start two?
Yep, start one.
Start one, flex.
All right.
I think I'm going to flex Sanu.
Yep, Sanu is my guy. I'm going to follow the reports and make sure that he is completely good to go. But that's who I would go. And then it's going to be close for second for me between Sammy and Duke. Sammy's going to have – it's just, you know, he is showing us what he's going to be. He's going to have games where all of a sudden he puts up 150 yards with two touchdowns, and then he'll have a game with two targets. So trying to guess when those games are going to be could be one this week. I'm more comfortable with Sanu personally.
Yeah, he's seeing the targets, and, you know, he seemed to get better every year. So you definitely like Mohamed Sanu.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, welcome, buddy. Good luck this week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, we're all set up. I believe we're back to the questions. I think we left off with Trevisa.
Right. Trevisa, due to injuries, choose one. We got Terrell Pryor versus Philly. He's got Shep versus Seattle and Benny Fowler against the Chargers. Who are we going with here?
Terrell Pryor, and I know you love Chris Thompson, but I have to give the slight edge to Martin.
No, this is choose one due to injuries. He says Pryor, Shepard, or Fowler. I think you're looking at the next one.
Ah, I am. Okay. They just have a lot of two of the same people in there. Choose one. I'm going Sterling Shepard if he's active and healthy.
Yeah, I got to go Shep as well. You just see them and think they're just going to force feed him the ball. So I'd feel slightly, the other guys are just, you don't really feel too comfortable. You just got to wait and see. You haven't seen anything from Pryor. And then with Fowler, you just got to continue to wait and see what happens. All right. Slob my Cobb, flex Doug Martin or Chris Thompson. And he's got wide receiver two, Fowler or Terrell Pryor PPR.
So that's the one that I'm going, Doug Martin and Pryor.
Yeah, I don't like anything I've seen from Pryor. So our rankings are probably going to say Pryor, even though I'm saying Fowler. But I'm going Doug Martin Fowler here, but you're probably going to go Pryor based off of Lucas. And go to www.sleeperwire.com to check out our rankings we have out every Wednesday. They're usually super on point. So, yeah, go with Pryor here, I guess. All right, pick six. Pick six. As soon as I hit pick six, finger just went all the way down on the screen. You have that in front of you, Lucas?
What to do with Hyde and Gurley PPR? Well, you keep Gurley and play him every single week. And if I'm not a Hyde believer, he has outperformed my expectations this year. So if I had him, I would trade him. And then I would just love owning Gurley and be along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, Gurley's just straight beast. I believe we have another caller.
Yes, we do. I'm putting him in right now.
1990s pagers going off.
Yeah, it is. Hey, caller. Good evening. What's your name? Caller, turn your radio down. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Oh, you guys.
Thank you for riding the MTA. He's on the subway. He's on the subway.
Got love it, bus, love it, love
what
it.
What train are you on?
I'm on the bus.
Oh, the bus, okay.
New City bus. So so here's my question. I have, I'm going to show up my bench. I like my starting lineup. I have Cobb, Watkins, Collins, and Lewis. And I'm thinking of making two pickups for the long run. Not sure if it makes sense, but the options are Marlon Mack, Dotson, Ivory, Juju, or Mike Williams.
Who's she get all that?
I was hoping you did. Caller, you mind repeating that for us? Because it was hard to catch.
Okay, I have I like my starting lineup. I'm trying to show up my bench.
Okay.
And my bench is currently Cobbs, Watkins, Collins, and Deion Lewis. And okay. I was thinking of making two pickups, if it makes sense. And my options are Marlon Mack, Dotson, Ivory, Juju Smith, or Mike Williams.
Okay, so you're asking which two would you pick up, and what two would you drop off of your bench, correct?
Right, and if it doesn't even make sense, I'll just stay put with these guys I got now.
I think that I would drop – I would like to have Marlon Mack on my team. I know he didn't do much last game, but he is a really good player. So I think if it were me personally, I would rather have Marlon Mack for the upside rather than Deion Lewis. Deion Lewis will have a couple hit or miss games, but Marlon Mack is one of those players that if the Colts get smart and just start feeding him the ball, he could be a huge impact player for you, like in the playoffs or for the second half of the season. I don't think that Deion Lewis is going to be that guy because they have James White and Mike Gillisley and Rex Burkhead coming off of injury. So out of the guys that I heard that are on your FA right now, or on your waiver, I would be picking up Mack just as a lottery ticket. But with the rest of what you have, and I mean, maybe it's time to dump Cobb. I'm not sure. There's a lot of mouths to feed there with no Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to be running as many plays. They're not going to have as many sustained drives, I don't think. I think they'll be running the ball more, so maybe Tom's the guy that you drop. I think that Juju could end up having some value going forward, but that's, you know, it's kind of a preference link thing. Mac is the guy that I would prefer to have out of all of those guys.
No thoughts on Doxson? Nothing like that? You don't like him?
Actually, I like Doxson. I do like Doxson as well, so I think I would rather have Doxson over Cobb going forward. I actually like Doxson more than the other wide receivers that are on that team right now, least in PPR format.
Okay, because my starters are A.J. Green, Baldwin, and Thomas right now, so it's a 10-team standard.
Okay, yeah, in a 10-team standard, I don't really like Doxson that much. I think he's going to be more of a PPR play going forward, but in a standard, I think Mac is going to be the guy to own there, because at this point, you have strong starters, so what you're looking for is guys that could potentially be lottery tickets to play over the good players that you already have.
Or trade if possible.
Or trade, right.
Right. Okay, I had Mac and I dropped him. I don't know why, but I had him. I'll try.
Yeah, I mean, he had an off week, so that's understandable.
Right. Yeah. Well, Robert Turbin did miss. It looks like he's gonna miss the rest of the season.
Running back, so that's my problem.
Right. Yeah. So you look for Marlon Mack and Frank Gore to see a boost from that. Probably more of Frank Gore, but that means, you know, going to still be more workload for Marlon Mack. And as Lucas alluded to, he's going to be a great lottery ticket for your playoffs. He should be, at least.
All right, so I'll hold tight on Todd and watch this for now until next week or something like that. Thanks, guys.
Yep, you're welcome, buddy. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Man, that was a tough one to hear.
Yeah, it was tough to decipher. All right, we got G Diddley. What are my chances I can use McFadden or Alfred Morris this year? Well, I wish I could tell you, you know, I was like a true prophet, you know, and I had sight beyond sight like Lionel from Thundercats.
I'm going to say 15%.
I'm going to say 50-50. Well, I mean, I don't know. This is tough to, as far as a chance, you know. I'm still holding on to these guys unless I just need a roster, you know, like I need someone off of waivers. But if I'm holding them, I probably don't. You know, I probably didn't. I still don't mind holding them. You know, he's a lottery ticket, guys, you know, so all of a sudden, you never know, we might hear, this has been such a big roller coaster. Who knows, Zeke might get suspended next week or something. We don't know. You know, so I wish we could help you a little bit more with this. But I personally would hold on to McFadden or Morris, unless I was desperate for, you know, someone off of waivers.
Yeah, I just think that based on my understanding, there's a flaw with the NFL's suspension system that they have going here. And Zeke, you know, Brady kind of set the precedent with being able to push those that suspension off a year from the Deflategate thing. And there's some big loopholes here. Zeke's lawyers have found it, especially given that he has not been convicted of any criminal charges, and there is no, you know, there's no video like there was with Ray Rice. This is more of a power play, in my opinion, for the NFL, just to say, no, you're going to sit six games because we believe that you did this, without the justice system having proof to back that up. So I don't think, unless something new comes, some new evidence or something else, I don't think that he's going to serve the suspension this year, given that he has now been able to do this twice, circumvent the ruling twice.
All right. We got Andrade 21. Who do I start? Big Ben, Palmer, Hundley, Dalton, Brissett, Goff, Manning, or Tyrod? Standard. I'm going to go with the guy that's been slinging the ball the most. I'm going to go Carson Palmer here.
So am I.
All right, we're going to move on to Dio. We got half point PPR. Flex Watkins, Gabriel, or Darkwa?
Probably Darkwa, but I'm not super comfortable.
Right. Yeah. I'm feeling kind of the same way. I'm not super comfortable with it.
But that's, yeah, that's
Watkins. I wouldn't be upset at Watkins either, but yeah, you like the touches, you know, especially with the, you know, McAdoo giving up play calling. So you should continue to see more of Darkwa and less of this flip floppy going on madness. So hopefully you continue to see that. Yeah, I'm going to lean Darkwa as well. All right, we got G Click. I'm stashing McFadden. but I'll be down to one player for week 8 buys. Should I replace him with Fowler and lose the stash? PPR league. I'm 5-1, by the way.
I mean, do you really need Fowler? When are you going to use him? Are you going to trade? You know, are you going to use him for a trade? Are you really going to use him?
Well, I guess he's saying week eight. He's going to be missing a bunch of players with the bye. So I guess he's looking ahead and looking at Fowler as possibly being an option. I just think, you know, it's week 7. Sure, I guess you can. You know, if you like, you know, like I said, I'm still holding on to McFadden. But if you need the option, you know, I'd rather deal with it at that point. I don't know if Fowler is going to be. I know he had that, you know, a game, you know, earlier in the season where he caught like 2 touchdowns or something. So I'm not too confident that he's going to be a direct Emmanuel Sanders, you know, replacement as far as production. I just think you probably see more of DT. So I'd probably wait, and who knows, you might see another emergence from someone week 7 that you can use for your week 8 buys.
Right.
All right, you got 100 faces. Do I drop Matt Ryan? Straight up, that's all he's asking. Do I drop Matt Ryan?
For who? Who, you know, no. The answer is no.
No, you don't do that, buddy. He's fine. He's still a top 12 quarterback. He's going to take his lumps, but he'll be fine. All right, cast, rank these quarterbacks for this season. Luck, Simeon, Keenan, or Huntley? And Huntley. So what are we ranking them?
Simeon. Well, I'm not even sure Luck's going to play, and I think Bridgewater's right. going to come back. So right. Simeon, Huntley?
I'm going to go Huntley, just off of
the targets that he has to throw to.
Right. I mean, he got yards, you know, and then the other guys are just question marks, you know, so I'd probably just say Huntley right now, even though we haven't seen much other than what we did see briefly, but it's still a great offense. You know, he just has to replicate Rodgers, which is not easy to do. He doesn't, you know, just have to replicate Rodgers is not a, you know, by any means is not an easy thing to do, but I think he has the sexiest options. Simeon only has DT now and Fowler on Virgil Green as a tight end or whatever. Keenum has half Thielen and Diggs once he gets back Rudolph. And Luck, we don't know if Luck is coming back, so I'm going to lean Huntley.
Okay, I'm not upset with that.
All right, B. Sully, what's the best quarterback streamers this week? All right, so you probably got Bortles, you probably got Huntley. Who else is on waivers? You're going to have guys like...
You know, I picked up Goff for my streamer this week. I'm not really sure what's going on with Winston yet, so just in case, I picked up Goff. And, you know, if Winston doesn't play, Fitzpatrick looked kind of good, right? Yeah, you know?
Magic.
So that's probably one that you don't hear anyone else talk about.
Yeah, and, you know, Blake Bortles, I was looking at Blake Bortles. You know, he does have Indy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's hard to.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to trust.
You just have to close your eyes, push the button, submit, and just walk away and pray for something. I think I'd feel the most confident off of waivers with Jared Goff if he is still there. You know, I know he probably is. I mean, he had those couple bad games, but I think he does bounce back this week. All right, we got MTIMO. Rest of the season, Wentz, Kirk, or Smith? Who do you like?
Wentz. I like all of them.
Yeah, I like them all. I say Wentz, I guess. I really like Alex Smith. I really do. But I guess, I got to go with Wentz here. All right, pick 6, rest of the season trade targets at running back. So he just wants to know, I guess, based off of scheduling, I'm guessing he wants to know who he should target.
Gosh, you know, most attainable, I think Jordan Howard, McCaffrey. You know, the guys that you want, you know, Hunt, Fournette, Gurley, Bell, those are going to be very difficult people. Those are pretty obvious. So the ones I'm trying to get you are, maybe Mixon. I think Mixon hasn't had his, welcome to the NFL breakout yet. And he will. You know, he's gotten 20-plus touches in the last 2 weeks. So based on his talent, it's just a matter of time for that to happen. Mixon is going to be the one that I'm calling out prior to it happening, kind of like we did over the last couple of weeks with Hopkins. Mixon, as soon as he has his first 20, 25-point game, he's going to be impossible to get. So I'd say Mixon.
I would say, guys, just based off the schedule, Lamar Miller's got a really great schedule. Adrian Peterson has a great schedule. Rest of the season. The backs from the Seahawks, I would say CJ Prosise. He's got a great schedule. The Giants have a great rest of the season schedule. As far as guys you can get, though, I mean, because there's other guys, but they're good. You may have to pay a good value for him. LeGarrette Blount has a really good rest of the season schedule as well.
Smallwood's coming back, though, yeah. Whether it's this week or next
right,
week.
But they're looking to pretty much split work, you know, for the most part. Right. You know, so they're both good backs, you know, with really good schedules. So as far as guys that you could possibly get with great schedules, I would say Miller and Peterson. You might have a guy trying to sell Peterson high, maybe not Kareem Hunt high, but maybe you could still get Peterson and not have to pay too much for a guy that maybe you don't use too much. Maybe give up like Cooper or something like that if he's not really doing too much for you. And
right,
you know, you could do something like that.
Hey guys, we got a caller. Caller, you're on. Okay. Hello, good evening.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going on, man? Buddy?
So I'm in 12-man full point PPR. Got a lot of depth at running back, and I'm thinking about trading C.J. Anderson for John Brown and Marcus Mariota.
I like it.
Me too.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota is going to have a much better. I mean, this is what we were expecting from Marcus Mariota. You know, barring the injury, we didn't expect that. But I mean, we all knew he had a bad start of the season. You know, based off the scheduling, it was going to be tougher and overcome. But his rest of the season looks really great. You know, he's definitely, you know, he was a top 12 quarterback coming into the season for me, and that was based off of his rest of the season, not necessarily the beginning of his season. So definitely like him, and I think you get the, you know, the second best wide receiver, you know, going forward, you know, with John Brown.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Good luck, man.
Thank you for the call. Guys, I got a couple quick mixer questions real quick. Just blast through these. David Mann, one. Deshaun Watson on bye. Should I start Beathard?
Yeah. The quarterback for the Niners.
Oh, the new guy.
Yeah, for the Niners. I don't see how you can start him outside of like FanDuel or DraftKings or something like that. Or if you're in a really deep league, two quarterback league, sure. Yeah, it looked bad. I mean, he threw a touchdown at something Brian Hoyer was unable to do. So that's nice, you know, but I don't know. I mean, I believe he's a rookie as well.
Yeah. I am in a deep two quarterback league with like 20 bench spots on each team. So, he's available on waivers. Fitzpatrick is available. That's it. So like between those two, if Fitz gets the start, who are you taking? I guess Hundley too. Hundley's out there on some waivers.
And, you know what though? What I will say about Beathard, his schedule is not bad going forward. And I do like their offense, you know, just Hoyer, just bad, you know.
All right, but for this week, who I got? I got
this
Hundley.
This week I'm going to go, I guess I'll go Beathard here, after afterthought.
All right. Minimal Impact asks, I have Hunter Henry in a deep league. Do you think he's worth holding on to Charles Clay on my bench into Henry's 9-week bye? So is he still holding on?
He wants to hold on to Hunter Henry?
No.
Do.
He has Hunter Henry.
He's asking if he should hold Clay. He has Henry and Clay. Yeah. It's a really deep league. I mean, it's without knowing more information, it's tough to say. If there's no one else worth
deep by hold, yeah.
Yeah, if there's no one else worth picking up, then
right.
Yeah, you hold.
I mean, Clay had a knee scope, which was very similar, if not the same thing, as AP had last year. So he's going to be out 4 to 6, maybe more, maybe less weeks. It's a big window. It's hard to know exactly when. So, you know, you got to check the injury report. But if it's that deep and you don't have anybody else, I'd hold on to him. Nick Miller asks, add Evan Ingram or Cameron Brate off waivers?
Brate. Got to go Brate. Brate is great.
All righty, Wilson great. 27. Start one receiver in standard this week. Stills, Fowler, or Sanu?
Sanu for me.
I
do like Stills, but
I like Stills.
Parker could be back.
Yeah, and that's why I pause. But yeah, I'm going to go Sanu.
All right, I got a big fun trade question real quick. Wood Scraps is looking for names of running backs he can target. He wants to trade away Fuller and Hogan. Right now at running back, he's got Fournette, Mixon, Cohen, Mack, Breida, and Deion Lewis. So he's thin at running back, but he's good at wide receiver. So he's looking to move Will Fuller and Chris Hogan, combine them to make into a running back. What are some names he should look at?
I still think, even though those are, you know, guys that are rising, I still think you're not going to get anyone in the top 10. You know, even though Hogan has been really solid, you know, he had a bad game, you know, last week, but I think he does bounce back. He's been the most consistent. I'm going to say probably like Mark Ingram, maybe. But I guess Mark Ingram is like a top 10, but me, I would say, yeah, maybe you could get Mark Ingram.
That seems like a lot. But, and you know, it's, you know, we have to really reevaluate Ingram with Peterson being gone. I have Ingram a couple places.
I love Ingram.
I'm very bullish on Kamara.
Other running backs he can possibly target, maybe Jay Ajayi. I think, you know, even then, you know, no one's going to want to give much more. No one wants to give away a top producing running back. You know, no one wants to give you Devonta Freeman for these guys.
Well, is there anybody that you think might trend upward in the next couple of weeks or towards the end of the season that he could maybe sneakily grab now in a trade?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the way that I look at this is you have to evaluate who needs two wide receivers. What person in your league needs two wide receivers and has enough depth to give up a good running back? So there's probably only one or two people that specific trade would work for, and it's probably going to be someone that has, it's, you know, it's going to have to be someone who is weak due to an injury, so someone who has OBJ and wasn't able to cover themselves on waiver, or, you know, maybe if someone had like Emmanuel Sanders and Golden Tate, or, you know, it's going to be very specific based on what person needs these two wide receivers and has running back to trade you.
So, well, I'm going to just say Howard, Ajayi,
Montgomery, maybe, or is it too low?
I don't know if I'd want to give Hogan. McKinnon. I think you could still get McKinnon for those guys, and I think I'd be fine with that, getting McKinnon. And I think Ingram is probably the highest you can get. But I think that about caps it off. So Howard, Ajayi, McKinnon, Ingram are some names you can target with those guys. I mean, I would definitely say, shoot for the sky. I mean, try to see if you can go shoot around, you know, go to the Bell owner, go to the Kareem Hunt owner, go to the Fournette owner, go to the Gurley owner, go to the McCoy owner, the Freeman owner, the Gordon owner, the Elliott owner. Go all around. I mean, you might get lucky and just wake up one day, or, you know, you get the alert that the trade went through, and, you know, it's Christmas. Christmas is early for you, so you never know. So don't shoot too low, but I think that those are fair guys that you can go ahead and target, and you could probably come away with it.
All right. I was just thinking, man, I might target the Julio owner, try to grab Julio in a 2-for-1, and then try to flip Julio for a really good running back to somebody who loves him. I mean, what the hell?
Yep.
Think ahead.
Yeah.
Last one, real quick. Start two. Alshon, Pryor, or Funchess in standard. Start two.
Alshon, Pryor, or Funchess. I'm going to go Alshon here.
All righty. Lucas, I need two.
I'm going Funchess and Alshon.
All right.
Oh, he needs two?
Yeah.
Yeah, Funchess. Yeah.
Funchess and Alshon. All right. One more call real quick before we get back to the questions. Good evening, caller. What's your name?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How's it going?
I have a question, man. I need to drop somebody, but I'm in a tough situation. I got like 7 wide receivers, and I'm thinking about cutting either Darkwa, Funchess. I just picked up Shepard from the waiver, and I got Garcon, but I just need to drop somebody for a quarterback.
Okay, so if you have 7 wide receivers, to me, it's going to be a wide receiver rather than a running back that I'm dropping. List your wide receivers on your bench again.
On my bench, Adams, Funchess, Garcon, Shepard, Tate, and then also have Evans and Thielen.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for me to drop Shepard, but that's probably who I would drop, even though I like him quite a bit.
Yeah, I love Shepard. I just think that you could maybe
I try to trade
say drop him before, you know, like when no one can pick him up. And I think that if he has a bad game, you can go up because he doesn't have the greatest matchup coming back off of injury. So, I think he comes back, and if he has a dud, you can probably just pick him right back up off of waivers.
Okay. Who do you see? Because
I do like going forward.
I try to trade him, man, or trade some of these guys, but nobody's, doing a counter or anything. He's like,
you got a lot of guys that are just scared. You know, they don't want to do much in fantasy football. It's a lot of leagues like that. A lot of owners like that are just, they don't want to make many moves, you know. I mean, you just stand pat. I think you are a pretty good team anyway. So don't get desperate and try to force something that you don't need.
Okay. What do you recommend packaging, some of these guys right here? Like, who do you recommend? Like, Adams maybe with he had a good game, and maybe Tate? Trade him off for a wide receiver or running back, maybe?
You want to trade Tate and Adams. I think you can probably get Tate and Adams. Well, Tate right now, he's missing a couple games. He should be back by week 9, I guess.
Yeah, if I were you, I mean, generally packaging two wide receivers for a running back doesn't work. Usually you have to do one wide receiver and a running back. And so right now, I think that because Dark was hot, I don't think he's going to sustain the level of excitement that he's currently at. So I would package him and Adams together and try to get a running back that you are guaranteed going to use every single week.
Yeah, maybe go to the Hunt owner. And if he's low on him, like, you know, we had a caller that was kind of low on him and trade him for Peterson. So, you know, maybe you can go with those players. Maybe you can go get Hunt. You know, he just had a low performance game. You know, maybe you can go out and get him. Maybe you can go McCoy. You know, McCoy is another guy that hasn't really, you know, led up to expectations. But we still have very high, you know, hopes and beliefs for McCoy. So I think he's another guy you can package and get. Maybe Freeman as well. Maybe even Freeman. Freeman just came off his worst performance. So, you know, maybe the owner's down on him and it was just kind of just getting by. Maybe he's 3-3 and he, you know, he's freaking out and needs to make some changes. And maybe he's a Giants fan, you know, so I would say go to the Giants. If you're in a league with, and they have, you got Giants fans in that league, you know, just go to them and say, hey, I got Darko for you, you know, and, you know, you package your boy Adams with them and then hopefully, you know, they're willing to part with like an Ingram or a Freeman, or if you get lucky, a Hunt.
Okay, gotcha, guys. I appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Good luck this week.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, we got GK Sleeper Bot. He lost Rodgers, so he traded Jarvis Landry and Randall Cobb for Matt Stafford. What do you think of the trade? He's 5-1. He's got Jordy, Green, Fuller. Those are his wideouts.
Okay, say that one more time.
So he lost Rodgers.
Yeah.
So he traded Jarvis Landry and Randall Cobb for Matt Stafford. He's 5-1. He's got Jordy. He's got Green. He's got Fuller.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay. I mean, I'm not in love with Stafford.
Right.
But I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I definitely agree with you. Definitely don't love it. In the PPR, I think this hurts a little bit more. All right. We got Yeldar 304. What's a good bye week running back, PPR?
Bye week running back, so we're just assuming you're looking to grab someone off of the free agency.
Deion Lewis?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is maybe Deion Lewis or James White. It's kind of hit or miss. Good chance that the Andre Ellington owner just dropped him with the Peterson game. I think that Ellington still has a role going forward, you know, 4 or 5 catches a game. Probably has an 8 to 10 point floor most weeks, even with Peterson being there. So I would say Ellington. Let me try to give you one more.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get Darkwa, but, you know, he's probably was sorted after,
you know,
the past couple weeks.
I think that Gallman he didn't have much of a role here, but I think that he will have still have some of a role going forward.
Yeah, I like him as well.
Try to go pick him up. Matt Forte is on the waiver wire in a lot of leagues because of his injury, and then with Powell and then McGuire.
Yeah. Who else? Maybe I think Fournette's not expected to miss any time, but maybe
Chris Ivory.
Maybe Chris Ivory spells Fournette still. I think that might not be a bad, you know, add. I think he could get you about 8 points.
You know, Fournette didn't practice today, so I mean, I don't think that he's going to miss, but there is that chance. And with him being the future of that team, I don't think that they're going to risk anything. So if that game gets out of hand, either way, they're going to sit Fournette if he really is having some injury troubles here. So maybe Ivory's the guy this week that I like.
Yeah, I like Ivory even if Fournette does play. I think that, you know, they probably work him back in slowly. I don't know if they just rush him back in, as you were alluding to. And, you know, maybe they just ease him back into the workload. And, you know, they did pay Ivory a ton of money. So maybe they give him, you know, maybe they sit Fournette and, you know, trade deadline is coming up soon. Maybe they try to trade Chris Ivory. So maybe you see a feature role for him this game. If Fournette does, you know, miss time, or if they just want to rest him, you know, it's not like the Jaguars are going to make the playoffs or anything like that.
Right.
All right. We got Jen RSVL, bench stash, half PPR. It's Dotson, Mike Williams, or Decker. Who we like here?
Decker. I think Decker ends up coming on the rest of the season. He looked fast to me. He looked good.
I think Dotson. I like Dotson this stash the most. Decker, I mean, Dotson and Mike Williams are going to be the two top stashes. Man, the Chargers just have so many wide receivers. I think I like Dotson the most, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not upset with that, but Mariota, as he gets more healthy, I just like Eric Decker a lot. You know, Eric, if you remember in recent years, Eric Decker and Michael Crabtree were the guys. They were the number two receivers that never got respect on their teams because of who they were playing with, and they always came through. Decker was with Brandon Marshall, and before that he was with Demaryius Thomas, but he always finished, you know, you were always happy to have him on your team. So, you know, Decker looks good. He looks like he's healed, and Mariota, he looked like a decent pocket passer to me. So I'm pretty bullish on Decker right now. We'll see what happens, but
yeah, I'm still liking me some Corey Davis, so I'd rather stash Corey Davis if he's available, but he may not be because a lot of people are trying to stash him as well.
Right.
All right, we got Nick Miller, pick two standard. He's got Hills, Cooks, and Hilton. No, sorry, Hilton, Diggs, and Allen. So it's a standard Hill, Cooks, Hilton, Diggs, and Allen. He needs two.
I just misclicked on here. I was right there with you. Say those one more time for me.
He got Tyreek Hill. He's got Cooks. He's got Hilton, Diggs, and Allen. I'm gonna assume this is is Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hill and Allen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. I do like Cooks as well. He's got the Chiefs this week, right?
No, Patriots. Chiefs are playing against the Raiders. The Patriots are playing Atlanta. So maybe I go, man, I'm just feeling Hill, but maybe I go Cooks and Allen then.
Yeah, I mean, you got good problems to have here. Definitely, like, if you get return yards or, you know, return touchdowns, you know, Tyreek Hill is still out there catching punts. And, you know, whenever he touches the ball, he can run it in. So, yeah, I think I'm leaning more Hill now, if anything. So I like Hill a lot here. Yeah, Hill and actually, yeah, my finger went off on that question too. I like Hill and whoever the other guy was.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah, he's got Denver this week, and he's usually pretty good against them.
Okay, all right.
All right, we got Andrade 21. Are y'all convinced to start Adrian Peterson this week? I think so. I'm starting him in our Scott Fishbowl League. Starting him in our Pro-Am. Yeah, I'm rolling him out there. If I'm hurting, or even if I'm not hurting, you know, you got to play the matchups. And I think, you know, it's another good week to start him. You know, I mean, David Johnson, one thing I will say about, you know, him taking over, David Johnson only had 2 100 rushing yard games last season. And Adrian Peterson's already halfway there. So, I mean, you know, David Johnson was good for PPR, but to be honest, I was never really impressed with David Johnson as a rusher. You know, Adrian Peterson is that. He's a volume guy. So, yeah, I'm starting him. Definitely love the opportunity. So, yeah, you roll him out there with confidence.
Okay.
We got any calls, or are we rolling on? Rolling on. All right. SLPDs, whatever the hell the rest of that is. Trade C.J. Anderson for John Brown and Mariota.
If you need, you know, if you need a quarterback, I'm not against it. But I'm also not for just giving C.J. Anderson away cheap because of one bad game.
Right. Yeah, that's where I am with it as well. All right. B-Rob 1129, flex start. Jimmy Graham or Orleans Darkwa? It's a full PPR.
I'm going Jimmy.
I go Darkwa here. So go ahead and check our rankings to split. That's www.sleeperwire.com, guys. Up every Wednesday. So go ahead and get your fresh rankings. All right, we got CMTCUG, Ajay and Pryor for Ty Montgomery, Diggs, and Crowell. Would you take it?
Ajay and Pryor for Ty Montgomery, Diggs, and Crowell. Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Diggs is better, you know, is the better play out of right. Pryor, and, you know, you're getting two running backs for one, so, you know, and both are the RB1s for their team. Yeah, no doubt I'm doing that trade.
Yep. All right, you got Shazam Hawkman. Drop Crowder for Dotson, Juju, or Jordan Matthews? I say no.
You know, I think when Jordan Matthews comes back, you know, I think he's pretty underrated. He's gotten a lot of hate this season. I think when he comes back, he's going to be Tyrod's, you know, shiny new toy with Clay being out, but he's not back yet. So,
would you drop him, Crowder, for any of those guys?
No, not right now.
All right,
maybe Doxson. I mean, it's kind of hit or miss right now with
right.
with who's going to get the love.
It's a preference really, thing.
Yeah, I mean, Vernon Davis is the one getting the love
right,
from Kirk
right.
Cousins right now. So,
all right. Well, John Adams wants to know, who would you rather keep rest of the season, Smallwood or Snead? PPR.
Ooh.
We'll go Smallwood.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. GK Sleeperbot, best stream option at quarterback this week. He's got McCown, Hundley, Simeon Cutler, Trubisky, and Brissett. I say McCown.
Yeah, I'm going McCown as well.
It's tough to
because they're all kind of
thrown out there, but
yeah, they're all kind of right. You know, Brissett's going up against Jacksonville, so I mean, I kind of like Brissett, but I don't think here I do. The Saints D is looking pretty good right now.
Good.
Trubisky, you know, I don't think he's very fantasy relevant at the moment. So yeah, I think that's where we fall. I think McCown.
Yeah, I mean, the guy had darn near 400 yards. So if he can come anywhere near close to that, you know, yeah, he did have the 2 interceptions. You know, he had some rushing yards as well. So, you know, if he can continue to come off that strong performance, I think he's going to be solid for you. He can get you about 18 points or so. All right, we're going to move on to the next question. We got Dog Pound 37. If you guys could go over when to use the top waiver claim, that would be extremely helpful.
Thanks. So, you know, a top waiver claim is going to be when there is, for me, it's when there is a running back
right.
that gets hurt. So you have Le'Veon Bell get hurt, top waiver claim needs to be Connor, right? Or if you have Lamar Miller go down, Foreman needs to be claimed. It's when there's going to be one running back that is going to solidify a role and look like a guaranteed 20-touch-a-game kind of guy, and then also has talent.
Yeah, so if you're listening to, say, like our great debates, and you're like, hey, should I pick my top waiver claim for Croft or Zach Miller? No, you sold that top waiver claim. You know, you don't use it for a tight end. You know, you don't use it for a quarterback usually. Yeah, he's pretty much reserved for a running back that will have a full workload. And it's kind of has to be definitive. Otherwise, that's value, you know, unless you're in a fab league, you know, that's a super value, you know, position. So, I mean, you just kind of pick your spots. But, yeah, that's pretty much right on. You want it to be a sure thing, a running back with a nice, nice workload. All right, we got 12th man 2012, best stream quarterback this week and quarterback the rest of the season. So he wants to know, who should he stream this week and then the rest of the season? Who do we like?
Goff is a really good target as a streamer this week. I'm just going based on what's been available in my leagues. I really like Deshaun Watson going forward. I really like Carson Wentz going forward.
Mm-hmm. I like Prescott. I think
I do like Prescott.
I like Watson. I like Cousins. I like Mariota. I like Wentz as well. And I like Alex Smith. I think he continues to have a good season. And then for this week, for streaming guys, I like Tyrod. I like Goff. I guess CJ beat Hart if, you know, you're in a deep league. Hundley, if you're in a deep... Nah, maybe not Hundley. New Orleans has been looking real good ever since, what, week two? Maybe not this week for Hundley. All right, where we left off? We got Damonio. Damonio, which Rams receiver should we target moving forward? Watkins, Woods, or Cooper?
It's a really good question.
I don't think there's an answer for this one. Just one guy moving forward. I think this is way too difficult. They're going to spread it around. You know, they've got a guy learning in Cooper Kupp. They got good rapport with the quarterback, but they're paying two guys, Watkins and Woods, that they kind of have to continue using. And they're good. You know, they're really good options. So there's no reason why you'd go away from them. But as far as who you're going to stick in your lineup moving forward week in, week out, I don't know. I don't know how to answer this one. This is a tough one.
Well, it is tough. And the way that I'm going to say this is that so far, Sammy Watkins has 24 targets, Cooper Kupp has 32, and Woods has 37. Watkins has the least amount of targets, the least amount of yards, but the highest potential. Right. Woods has the most targets, the most yards, and the least amount of touchdowns. He doesn't have a single touchdown yet. Kupp and Watkins each have two. So it's very tough to predict. Very tough to predict touchdowns. What I like to see is consistency in targets, and then is that person catching his targets? And so all of these guys are pretty much they're fairly similar in their catch completion percentages. So I kind of like Woods, and he's the most available right now. So you can go pick him up and. In Yahoo, he's only owned in 19% of leagues. Cooper Kupp's only owned in 42% of leagues. Right. So, honestly, I think Woods is, you know, the guy that you can go get for the cheapest and who's most likely to be there.
Yeah, it's a good take. If I had to throw a dart, I'd throw it on Cooper. We got a caller.
Yes, we do. Let me add him to the next call. And good evening. Good evening, caller. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, good evening.
I don't know if you're connected yet. Doesn't look like you're connected.
All right, well, call us back on our 1990s two-way pager sound.
Yeah, let me get my Motorola out. Hang on. Yeah, we lost him. We could try to call him back. We are the only show that calls you back if we miss your call.
Yeah, why not? Let's give him a call back.
Let's see if I can find his number. No, I can't. Caller, call us back. I don't know which number was yours. Sorry about that. Call us back. Carry on.
All right. Well, we got SD Johnson 64. Since Turbin's out, what do you think, Mac? What do you think about Mac? Did he get more touches?
I think, you know, before this game, Turbin really wasn't a factor for me to Mac because I thought that he's the best running back on that team. So I just think that they need to get him the ball more. So this is one less thing to potentially get in his way to take touches from him. So the answer to this is yes. I don't know. I don't really think that him being out affected it a whole lot because I think that they need to get Mac the ball more. So the easy answer here is yes. I think that he is going to get more touches going forward.
I don't really see how this – I know it was an alert on SleeperBot, and there was seemed to be a lot of discussion. I actually broke the alert, and I brought it as hype for Frank Gore. And a lot of people were like, why is this hype for Frank Gore? And I was like, well, Robert Turbin's the goal line back, and Frank Gore would stand to benefit goal line opportunities. Robert Turbin doesn't catch a bunch of passes. That's not his role in the offense. If anything, you would see, okay, he catches a lot of passes. All right, Marlon Mack should benefit. I do like Marlon Mack. I think you just have to wait and see. You know, I don't know if this is going to happen right away. They came out and said they were going to get more opportunities, and you just didn't see it. So I think this is more of a boost for Gore as of right now. Mack will get more touches because Gore will get more touches, so he's going to have to spell him. I mean, you know, the Turbin did get touches, and he at the goal line. So yes, Mack will get more touches. I still would temper my expectations with Mack. I don't think I feel too comfortable starting him this week unless it's a deep league.
All right, guys, I'm going to try to call this guy back. Sleeper Wire Mail Sack, the only show that calls you back. Let's see. He probably has no idea who's calling him, so let's see if he picks up.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack calling you back. We missed your call.
Oh, that's quite all right.
That's quite all right.
We got you on the show now, so what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Francisco, and I'm calling all the way down from Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Last year, I won out of a 12-man league. I won the entire thing. Crazy how I won, but I made it with a horrible record, but I did it. This season nice. Seems like I'm doing pretty horrible, just as bad, 1-5. And even though I already have the title from last year, they're doing anything and everything to make sure that I don't come back. But somehow last year I did that. So the biggest problem that we have in our league is that our quarterbacks get penalized heavy for interceptions and sacks. And everyone has 2 to 3 quarterbacks in their roster, and I'm left with nothing. And I literally have nothing at the moment. So I'm kind of wondering what QB this week I could probably pick up right sitting on the bench that nobody really wants that could possibly do good. This week.
Who's out there?
And it's really nobody special, really. Like, either way, it's a risk, whichever way you look at it. God, I started off with Palmer, but the brother says his heart's not in it anymore. I don't know what's going on with him. And again, he's thrown either so many interceptions or he's gotten sacked so many times that I go negative 12 just because it's just we get penalized that heavy in our league.
Wow.
It's hard, but we got definitely Eli Manning, Palmer.
Off of waivers?
And these are just people that are sitting there that nobody wants. You know, the Minnesota. We have Minnesota who's available as well. Bortles from Jacksonville.
I think
that's pretty much it.
I think
that's pretty much it because these guys pretty much have made it so that I would have to literally give up like a Mike Evans or give up someone. And even Mike Evans hasn't done a lot, but he's done a few. Hasn't done over 100 yards in any one given game. So he's not as strong as he was last year. So I'm right. willing oh, yeah. to part well, ways with him.
Yeah, we anticipated that a little bit. Just given all those mouths to feed. So you're willing to trade Mike Evans for a quarterback, you're saying right now?
At this point, at the game, you know, we're into week 6, and he really hasn't had much.
I mean, Mike Evans is a big target. Who would you feel comfortable receiving, giving up Mike Evans?
On the table right now, they're offering either Wentz or, and that to me is risky. And
you got to get a piece in return.
Who's this other guy? Or from Carolina.
Cam Newton.
I don't mind Cam Newton. But I still wouldn't give Evans up for him. All of these guys, you got to get a piece in return. Unless you're getting Brady and even Breeze. Breeze, at this point, you know, given how good his defense has actually been, his defense has been terrible. So it allowed him to actually, you know, have to come back if they were down or whatever, you know. But now, since defense is kind of holding it down, he doesn't really have to sling it that much. So unless it's really Brady or I would say maybe, you know, it's tough. Try to get a piece in return, you know. I get like a Prescott and like a Rashard yeah. Matthews or something like that, or, you know, to feel comfortable to part with Evans. But, I mean,
yeah,
for
I mean,
this week, if
they're
Goff
not
is
asking
there,
for anything.
If Bortles is
for
there.
Lamar heavy hitter.
Yeah. I think I'd be fine starting Bortles this week.
Yeah. I mean, because I wouldn't need anything more. And, again, we get penalized for a lot, so and we both do both offense and defense, which is what makes this league so intense. that we have to keep up with every defensive player and every offensive player. And if you fall asleep at the wheel in this league, you're not going to get any picks. And that's exactly how they made it for me. Everyone in their bench has 3 to 4 QBs on purpose, just because that's what they use as a tool for people to give up good players.
Wow.
And I sort of felt victim.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a really, I don't know, like a stressful league to be in. But
definitely rough.
But also fun. Also sounds like you're having a ton of fun as well. But I think I think you'd be fine with Bortles this week. I wouldn't trade Evans, you know, just giving him away, you know, unless you're getting something else in return.
How do you guys feel about Adrian Peterson? I mean, I know he did amazing with the Cardinals this last week. Do you think that that's just a fluke, a one moment, you know, it's just freak of nature? Or
no, I mean, if they continue to use him that way, I mean, he's going to fall into good production. I mean, he's a volume rusher. That's what Adrian Peterson has always been. You know, you watched him even when he was on when he was on the Vikings. You know, he'd have his rushes, you know, rushing 2 yards, you know, and then he'd break off one. You know, but only because he had that volume. You know, they gave him 25 touches a game. You know, of course he's going to break one loose. You know, so that's what AP is. If they continue to use him that way, then, yeah, of course you love it. I don't know if this is what you continue to see. If I had to take a guess right now, I would say, you know, they're a passing team. AP does balance them, but I don't see him scoring. You know, I don't see him producing another game like this the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think, and that's what I thought. You know, and a lot of people want him because of that 1 week. So I'm willing to give him up because I feel that he's not really going to be producing as good as he did last week. He'll do good, just not.
Yeah, and you were fine without him because before this he was not usable. So he's a perfect trade bait right now because he's got a lot of hype around him. You could probably get really good value for him.
Sounds good. Okay, great. Wow, that was good.
You have something to add for that, Lucas?
You know, I was going to say I like Wentz a lot. Wentz has been sacked 16 times. Bortles has only been sacked 10 times. Granted, you know, Bortles doesn't have a lot of touchdowns. He's not getting sacked a lot.
Yeah,
one thing I'll also say with Wentz, although he's been sacked 6 more times, he has 13 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
So the dude isn't turning the ball over. So
yeah.
I like Wentz quite a bit going forward. That Eagles offense, you know, they don't look like they're going anywhere. So
no, that's strong.
So that's kind of what I would say. You know, don't let anyone, you know, you do need to make some moves. You're 1-5, right? So you want to defend that, you know, you want to go take that ship for the second year in a row. You're going to need to make some moves, but I think Bortles is serviceable.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to pull the 2 years in a row. I lost the first year at the Super Bowl, won the second year. I was trying to go for the third year, breaking records, but, they're making it hard on me this year.
Well, it's week 7. You still got some time, man. Call us back or every Wednesday. We do a live mail sack. You know, we rip open the mail sack. It's nice and full, and we take calls as well. So it's always a fun show. So keep them coming. We gotta
We definitely, our group, we feature ourselves on WhatsApp, the phone app on your phone.
Yeah,
and we make a group line for all of us. We're called the Kings of Trash Talk. This is shit talking, and sorry to explain that, but it's talking nonsense to each other for an entire week, only to find out on Monday if we backed it up.
That's the way to play fantasy.
I'm gonna put your information in our chat so that they can take it full advantage of your program. I hope they call because I thought it was a joke, you know, like a scam type thing, and I called and it's actually not. So
I'm pretty sure
maybe these guys take advantage of this. It's pretty
well,
cool.
That's nice of you. I mean, especially you're trying to defend your championship, and you're giving your league mates, you know, a fantasy tool. That's pretty admirable. I want everyone
to have that same. Yeah, well, I get it. You know,
we appreciate.
I want fantasy to be bigger because
right.
It's such.
We do too.
I can't wait for the next season. Like I do nothing but prepare for the next season as soon as my season is over.
Caller, where
and
did
it's
you?
Like,
where,
what do you do? You know, like,
caller,
I coach the sport and I live it, so it's definitely fun for me.
Caller, where did you hear about us? I'm just curious where you heard about the show tonight.
I think it went on Sleeperbot.
Okay. Yeah, we're all over Sleeperbot.
That app,
yeah.
And I'm always asking random questions and helping guys out, giving them my opinion, you know.
Yeah.
Put in my two cents. And I saw the, it just prompted, and I saw the number, and I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, that it's a joke, and it's a hoax, whatever, I'll just hang up and whatever, and move on with my day, trying to figure out what to do.
No, but definitely,
actually, when I called and no one picked up, I'm like, whatever. But when you guys called back, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
The only podcast in the business that will really definitely, you know, call you back,
dude.
You know?
This is
amazing. No, thank you.
Join the SleeperWire channel on Sleeperbot, and you can always go to sleeperwire.com and find all of our podcasts and connections there as well. So if you want to keep up with us, that's the way to do it.
Definitely have a new fan, and hopefully I can help you guys grow on our side of the world. Your information was definitely dead on, and I appreciate it. So thank you very much. Until next time, I'm storing the number immediately.
All right. Thank you, caller. Thanks for your time, man. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, that's what we enjoy calls. Keep them coming, guys. We're going to roll right into Raz Attack. Needs to know, who should he start? He's got Mixon, he's got Murray. What do we think, Lucas?
Mixon, right now, with Murray being questionable with the hamstring. I just like the touches that Mixon's getting, and a little bit frustrated/nervous as a Murray owner, just because I don't like the hot hand approach with what's going on.
Yep, definitely agree there. We got a Judge G11, Evan Ingram or Kyle Rudolph this week?
I think I'm going Evan Ingram.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Ingram as well. He's one of the only guys in town, and he looks good. So I mean, they're going to continue to use him, feature him. We only seen one touchdown from Rudolph this year. I'm going to have to wait until I see more of that before I can leave him in my lineup. So definitely going to go Ingram here. You got D. Jackman. Corey Davis seems to return after their next bye week. Will he reclaim his number one wide receiver job on the team? And what is it about a fantasy outlook rest of the season? What can we tell about him?
It's kind of a Willie Snead thing for me. If a quarterback starts developing a rapport, he's not a Julio Jones or an Antonio Brown. So with their different wide receiver options that they have there, it's kind of whoever has, because there's a lot of talent, and although some may be better than others, it's marginal compared to what some of these superstars are with the others. So what's going to rely more on is the connection with the quarterback. And so he really needs to get out there and develop that rapport with Mariota and get into practice and be doing these different things, because otherwise you have other players that are becoming that new favorite target. I really like Eric Decker. So Corey Davis is going to have to come out and prove himself. He has he has the ability to do it, but he's going to have to do it.
Yeah, I would love for him to reclaim that role. I'm still holding on to him to see if he does. But yeah, as Lucas was saying, there's a lot of mouths to feed there, and he does have to go out there and prove it. But yeah, I'd like to have him on my team and see, rather than him being out there on waivers and him coming out there and doing it, and then I have to go out there and spend a bunch of fab bucks or maybe spend my top waiver position. All right, Team O Boss, start one this week. He's got James White, CJ Anderson, and New Orleans Darkwa.
I mean, I'm still starting CJ over those. I'm down on him, but I'm not that down on him.
Yeah, I'm starting CJ Anderson here. Coco Pax, Abdullah is on bye. Who should I start in this place? We've got Devontae Booker, Alex Collins, or Matt Breida. It's a PPR league.
I'm going Alex Collins. Yeah, the dude they need to get him more. He's not getting in the end zone, but his yard per carry is huge.
Yeah, I think he's at 6.2. He continues to do well with limited touches. They got to find a way to get this guy the ball more often. I know Buck Allen's been fine, but he's not been Alex Collins. So I definitely start Alex Collins. He's going to get you about 7 to 8 points unless he scores. Maybe he gets you 14 this week. or unless they just feed him. You know, you got Terrence Westmus in the game. He is out. So, you know, maybe we see a little bit more of Alex Collins. All right, we got JVB, trade, and the halfway PPR, who wins? He's got a side one, Evans and McKinnon, and side two is Bell and Alshon. So which side wins?
Bell and Alshon, just because Bell is a freak, and then whatever Alshon can help.
Yeah, it's closer for me, but I still think, you know, Bell, Alshon here. All right, Big Blue 212. Luck with another setback this week. Is it time to drop him if they hold him for so long? Yeah, unless you got an IR spot, I can't imagine how you can justify holding him for so long. Unless you're 5-1, you know, unless you're just, you know, you're just so, you're looking good and you just don't have to make any moves. You don't need anyone off a waiver, sure. But other than that, I can't see how you do it.
Yep, I'm with you. Just cut him if you don't have IR. Pick him back up in a couple of weeks if it starts to look more promising. But
yeah, unfortunately, you know. That's the way he's looking with him. All right, Captain Kurt. What's up, Curtis? What's a good defense this week? Saints, Bills, Eagles, or Cowboys?
You know, Saints have looked good. Yeah. And with them, you know, with Green Bay trying to get back in their stride, coming off this devastating news, I mean, some teams are able to rally really well. But losing Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that's big. So I might, you know, might be gutsy, but playing Saints in Lambeau, maybe. Philly seems to kind of have the Redskins' number, so that might not be a bad play. I'm not playing the Cowboys right now, and I'm not sure that I really feel comfortable playing the Bills, even though they have a decent
defense. Bills have been pretty good. Yeah, the Bills have been pretty good. I was going to say the Bills. I do really like the Saints, and I do really like the Eagles as well. So I'm going to say Bills, Saints, Eagles, if I had to rank them.
Okay. I mean, my gut tells me Saints could have another big game here, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because in some leagues, I have the Bills in, instead of the Saints, as they were both on waivers. And in some of my leagues, I have the Saints in and not the Bills.
Yeah. So, hedging your bets. Yeah. So I get it.
You know, sometimes you just don't want to go all in. So I do like both, and that's why I have them back-to-back that way. So I would say go ahead and use your gut on this, Kurt. All right, Tetrabug, who would you rather have rest of the season, John Brown, Sterling Shepard, to standard with over 100-yard receiving game, two-point bonuses?
Sterling Shepard for me. He catches – he is the number one option on that team going forward.
I'm going to go with Shepard here. I do like John Brown as well, but yeah, he's the number one there. All right, we got OBJ 15. Any positions I should improve on to standard scoring? Who should I trade for to get Julio Jones? Thanks in advance. He's got quarterback A-Rod. He's got Tyrod. He's got Ingram, Zeke, McKinnon, Blunt, Gore. For his wide receivers, he's got Hopkins, AJ, Pryor, Sneed, Tyreek Hill. Ingram's his tight end. I'm not going to mention this kicker in the defense. So he wants to get Julio. I think you can package McKinnon and Pryor, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's going to take Tyreek and McKinnon to get Julio. I mean, he's top three draft pick. You know, just because he hasn't been performing doesn't mean that someone's not holding on to where they drafted him. You know what I mean?
I think if you're going to lowball, you can start there, though.
Yeah. I mean, but he has Hopkins and AJ. So, you know, if it requires you giving up those two, I mean, you basically got McKinnon for free, right? So right. If you're desperate to do that, I think it's going to take something like McKinnon and Tyreek. I don't think someone would be willing to take Pryor and McKinnon off of your hands for Julio and allow you to keep those others. But what do I know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would take that trade, but I just was thinking, you know, if you're going to start low, you know, to try to get the trade, I'd start there and be willing to part with Tyreek Hill, of course, and McKinnon, and maybe even have to part with I guess that's about where you stop. You know, other than that, you don't really have much other options you can part with.
Yeah.
All right, you got Slob Macabre, Benny Fowler, or Tyrell Pryor. Or Terrell Pryor, PPR league. So
Terrell Pryor for me. I'm, you know, I, man, I think he's a good he's a good buy and stash right now.
I mean, we've been saying that, though, you know, and he had like one good game and another bad one. So, I mean, when are you starting him and feeling comfortable? You know, I mean, I think Benny Fowler, at least going forward, you know, you hope for more upside. You know, he at least caught a pair of touchdowns in the game versus Terrell Pryor. What does he have, one on the season?
Yeah, I just think Pryor's the much better.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Pryor's the better player with the better quarterback.
He's the most talented guy. You know,
quarterback throwing to him. So yes. The issue is right now is that he's not getting the targets.
Yeah.
But that changes. I mean, so it's like when you have talent plus a better offense, I don't know. I just it's just tough for me to.
I'm just buying what I'm seeing from Pryor.
I know.
You know, and it sucks because he's a great talent. You spent a heavy pick on him. But, I mean, I just don't see why. What's the need to continue to be stubborn and leaving this guy in your lineup? I don't know. You know, I probably the same guy at this point, and I think I might take the gamble on Fowler at this point versus Pryor. I mean, I know that's kind of crazy, but that's kind of where I am at least right now with Terrell Pryor. So I guess follow our rankings on sleeperbot.com. It's probably going to lean Pryor. Can't imagine we'd say start Benny Fowler. That's something the only prophet would tell you to do. And be wrong about it later and, you know, just act like I forgot about it or something. But anyway, Andrade21 wants to know, who do I drop, Martavis or Powell for Thielen? I keep hearing both, so can I be the tiebreaker? He needs, it's a standard league.
Gosh. Martavis Bryant, such a freak athlete. I have so much trouble dropping him, but everyone's saying to, just to release him to the wind, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to say Martavis. I don't like getting rid of running backs.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me a little sick to say drop Martavis Bryant, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's just where we are in the season right now. You know, it's week six, and we're in week seven. And when are you going to start them? You know, you're not going to start them unless something drastic happens. You know, maybe a quarterback change, which that's not going to happen either. But you know, I just can't see him all of a sudden. Oh, you can start him week after week, you know. And if you can't start him week after week, when are you going to start him? You're going to guess that he does well 1 week, you know. And you know, the talent's there. That's not a question. You know, it's just given the offense right now, it just didn't come up to what we'd hoped it would be.
Yeah. Yep. Not yet. Anyway. So you know, but we think Thielen is better than both of them. So.
Right. All right. Nero, standard league wide receivers, pick two. He's got John Brown, Ahmed Sanu, Terrell Pryor, or Amendola. Brown's got the Rams. Sanu's got the Patriots. Pryor's got Philly. Amendola's got Atlanta.
I'm going Sanu and Amendola. I like the, you know, them playing each other. You know, Hogan took a really hard shot. He's not listed on the injury report, but he took a really hard shot and then was ineffective for all of last game. I think Amendola.
Yeah, I like Amendola as well. I'm going to go Amendola and Brown here, though.
Okay.
Against the Rams.
Yeah, man, JJ Nelson with Fitz and JJ and,
you know, both Browns. I was really disappointed to not see JJ Nelson get involved more. And I really, it was a really, really, really big high, you know, I had high hopes for him and a big believer in him. And it just seems like he's more of a replacement for Larry Fitzgerald whenever he retires. And John Brown seems to have that role going forward.
Yeah. I'd still rather have Sanu personally, but that's, you know, I think either one would be fine.
All right, we got to move on. We got Smooth 007. Choose defense for week 7, Vikings, Eagles, Cowboys, Bills, and Titans. Which defense for the rest of the season as well?
Vikings and Vikings.
I like the rest of the season. I would say Vikings and the Vikings.
Yep, me too.
Cast. He wants to know, Simeon, the Chargers or Keenum against the Rams? What do we like?
Keenum against Baltimore. I. I think if Diggs is playing, I'm going Keenum. If not, I'm going Simeon.
Yeah, that Baltimore defense just looks too good. Man, I'm going to go Simeon here. Yeah, I'm going to go Simeon.
Okay.
All right, Don Juan Carlos. Trade my LeSean McCoy and Keenan Allen for Buck Allen and DeAndre Hopkins is a half point.
Let me start by saying hell no.
Yeah, hell to the nah. You don't do that. Don't trade your McCoy and your Allen for the other Allen and Hopkins. You got a nice, really nice tandem here. And Buck Allen, even though he's has his pass catching role, Danny Woodhead is around the corner. That guy is still going to return this season. He hasn't had any setbacks yet. So I think I'd feel much safer with McCoy and Keenan Allen the rest of the season. All right, we got Nick Monaco, 81. Who do I start in PPR? It's got Thomas or Ajayi.
Demaryius.
Yeah, you're going to go Demaryius here. He's the only guy that you probably feel comfortable, you know, in the Broncos jersey that's going to produce their backs. Is, you know, they're trying to figure it out. But Thomas is probably going to be the steadier guy. All right, Cass, PPR, sit one. Michael Thomas at Green Bay, Larry Fitzgerald at Rams, or Chris Hogan at ATL?
I'm sitting Hogan this week. He looked like he was playing gun shy to me. Watching him play after he got hit last week, he just looked, I don't know, he looked off. And I like Michael Thomas and Fitz a lot. So
I like them both a lot as well, but I don't know. I'm going to sit Thomas this week.
Okay. I'm okay with that, but
and start Fitz and Hogan just based off of what I've seen as far as the consistency factor. I think it's a good week for Hogan to get back versus Atlanta. And then Fitz is, you know, he's just a target monster. He's going to fall into just great production every week, unless he just has an off week, which is very rare at this point. I mean, he's their offense. Him and AP now, it's looking like those guys are the guys to own. All right, SD Johnson. 64. Marquise Lee, Curse, Rashard Matthews, or Alshon Jeffrey? Pick two. It's a 12-man PPR.
Curse and Alshon.
I'm going to go Alshon and Matthews here.
Okay.
All right. And I guess go ahead and follow our rankings since we weren't able to come to a...
We think Alshon for sure. Curse has just been steady. You know, he's getting you like 8 to 10 points a game. So
he's
served me well in a couple different leagues for spot plays each week when I've needed him. I haven't been upset that I played Curse. So
yeah, he's definitely a fine play. You know, definitely like him. If you have any issues, just go to our rankings for the breaker. All right, Milky is trade Hunt for Gronk in the PPR.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how. You can trade Hunt. I mean, it's just one bad game, guys. I mean, he's not a robot, you know. He still managed to, you know, be fine in the PPR. So, you know.
Look, I mean, in a PPR league right now, you know, Hunt still has, what, 150 points? I mean, Gronk can't have more than 70, right? So, I mean, the goal is to put up the most points in a week, and Hunt is clearly putting up many more points than Gronk. So just from, you know, a stats perspective, you know, trading a producing running back, you're just never going to do that for a tight end.
Right. Yeah. And that's just something we were typically just going to advise against. All right. We're winding down here. We got Slot Macabre flex question. It's got Doug Martin, Chris Thompson, and he's got wide receiver two question, Fowler or Terrell Pryor. We've been getting a lot of that. I believe I leaned Fowler there and I'm going to lean Martin.
Yep, we agreed on Martin, and I'm okay with.
And you said Pryor.
I said Pryor, but I mean it's.
Yeah, I mean go with your gut on this one. Slot Macabre, you got a gut feeling about one of them. Go ahead and go with your gut. Bolts fan 87, drop Cohen for Rawls. It's a PPR.
Say that drop. Okay, drop Cohen for Rawls. Yes. Nope. I'm keeping Cohen.
I like Cohen as well. I think I'd continue to hold on. All right, and Nicholas Miller, pick three, standard, Doug Martin, Mark Ingram, Adrian Peterson, DeMarco Murray, and Ty Montgomery. He needs three.
I'm going with the first three. I'm going Peterson, Ingram, and Martin. Just because DeMarco and Montgomery are both coming off of injuries and both in a split backfield.
Yeah. And last question of the night, Brown Pat 3, Darkwood Diggs, or Ivory in his flex is a half point.
I mean, if Diggs is playing, you're starting Diggs. If they're going to limit Fournette's touches, or if he's not active and Diggs is not playing, I'm going Ivory. If Diggs is sitting and Fournette is playing, I'm going Darkwa.
I think I agree with that. Yeah, if Diggs is playing, and we got to see a full practice from him, though. If I continue to see limited, I can't start him, even if he does play.
So then who would you?
I'm going to lean Darkwa here, then.
Even against Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had – I mean, people have run against Seattle. It's not like they've been shutting every running back down. You know, they've been ran on.
Well, I mean, they shut down Gurley, and that was right before the bye. And then did Indy do anything against them running-wise, which was the game previous? And now Seattle's coming off of a bye, so they're going to be pretty fresh, I would expect. Marlon Mack – okay, so Mack ran. Nope. Mac did nothing against Seattle, and Gore had 12 rushes for 46 yards. So the last two games, they've shut down the running game. They were run on early in the season, but I don't think I'm too comfortable playing Darkwa. So
you're starting Ivory here?
Yeah. If it looks like there's any hesitation whatsoever on with Fournette, I am playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If somehow, you know, Fournette's, you know, he's not going to go out and play. He's not, they're going to, you know, just not rush him back, you know, because they do have Ivory, then sure, I'd play Ivory. But if Fournette plays, I think just by default and, you know, given the Diggs groin injury, I think I don't really feel great about any of these situations. This week, but I think I feel the safer about Darkwa, even against Seattle.
Yeah, now one other rebuttal I am going to put up there is that Jacksonville is playing Indianapolis, which has given up the second most points to running backs out of the 32 teams. They've given up the second most points, and Ivory is increasing in snap count. He had 10 targets last game and caught 9 of them. 74 yards receiving with a touchdown on 9 catches. So
yeah, I mean, this could be the mold, you know, so it could be right. You know, this could be the mold that they're just going to go forward with, even if Fournette is healthy, you know, but again, you know, for me, I'm just going to wait and see if Fournette's going to be out there and they're going to use him. I don't know if I feel too comfortable even against, you know, against Indy. I don't know. But again, I guess just go ahead. And this is another one where you can go to our rankings, which we update every Wednesday, right there sitting for you. If you have any quarrels about this question, or go ahead and use your gut on this one.
Yeah, I think we've
great calls. Great insight on both parts. Luke is always dropping great stuff for you. We're done with our show, guys.
Are you done?
I believe.
Are you finally done? A 2-hour mail sack? So. Jesus.
I thought this was going to be like an hour, but yeah.
You guys went above and beyond tonight. And thank you to everybody for calling in. Prophet Hoos, Lucas, you guys crushed the mail sack. You're probably exhausted. You probably need a sandwich and a nap. So I will take care of the wrap up, and I'm sure the fans appreciate all your hard work.
Well, thank you kindly. And keep coming, guys. This is always fun. Glad we can help you. Yeah, we'll see you next week as we do this every week.
Yeah.
Sunday show.
Absolutely. That's it for the show today. I want to thank you again for listening. Head over to sleeperwire.com for all of our rankings, podcasts, submit questions through the site. Also, help support our cause. Make a donation to Rob's treatments for chronic Lyme disease. If we help you win a week, help us beat the disease. Anything you can do will help. You can find us on the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeperbot app and the Fantasy Life app. Look for Lucas at Sleeperwire LBB, at Prophet Hoos for Prophet Hoos, or just at Sleeperwire. We're also at Sleeperwire Show on Twitter. And like Hussein said, don't forget to tune in Sunday morning for the live Blitz show. Start sit questions answered live. starting about 90 minutes before kickoff. Thanks again for listening, guys. Have a great week.